Today we're joined by David and Jason. They're with the Black Jacket Symphony. They're going to be playing AC/DC's Back in Black at the Alberta Bear Theater in Billings on Thursday, November 6th. And the Black Jacket Symphony is renowned nationwide for their exacting note-for-note recreations of classic rock albums, and they'll transport you back in time as they present AC/DC there on November 6th. Glad you guys could join us today to talk a bit about this. Thanks for coming on.
Well, thank you for having us.
Yeah, absolutely. And Jason is the producer and director for the Black Jacket Symphony, and David going to be doing some lead vocals here as they're playing Back in Black. So my first question for you here is somebody that might not be as familiar with the Black Jacket Symphony, and they just hear, oh, this is going to be a group playing some old rock and roll. How would you differentiate yourselves from just a regular cover band? What makes the Black Jacket Symphony a step above?
And that's a great question. So, you know, we go to great lengths to recreate these albums note for note, sound for sound. So if it's on the album, you know, imagine going into a theater, closing your eyes, and hearing Back in Black played live by a band. And then you hear it and it's so exact that you're like, wow, AC/DC is on the stage in front of me. It's the nuances of the record. And then, you open your eyes and it's the Black Jacket Symphony with, you know, drums and guitars and bass and David on incredible lead vocals and a light show that is second to none. So, you know, we work really hard to bring and put together a show that is arena level stature, you know, with the lights and production. But doing it in a performing arts center, which the Alberta Bear Theater is so beautiful. We've been fortunate enough to be there a number of times and love it every time. But you don't want to close your eyes because it's it's quite a visual experience too.
Awesome. And you select your band members. It's hand selection based on what album you're playing. So that means that you picked David out of a group of folks as your best Brian Johnson or Bon Scott. So how tough is it to find folks like David out there?
It's pretty tough, to be honest. I mean, David is probably one in a billion, I would say. His ability to mimic the vocals, you know, really kind of blows me away. I think blows everybody in the band away. He's so talented and such a gentle giant, if you will. And when you see the show, you'll know what I mean by that. You know, he's like 6'6" and gets up there and just rocks out. And really brings it every single night. And you know, the band is incredible too. I mean, the drums, the guitars, and really those guitars are so powerful. And the drums, and I mean, even the bass. It's a lot of times people look at it's the bass. It's easy. It's simple. But the bass on this show is really a driving force.
Nice, right on. And so, David, how long have you been an AC/DC fan? How long have you worked on your craft to be able to pull off the lead vocals?
I'm gonna show my age now. I bought the Back in Black album with money from a job in 1980. And I was singing rock and roll for several bands over the years. I was actually fired from a band because everything that came out of my mouth sounded like AC/DC. So if you're doing Led Zeppelin and Rush and Yes and some other, you know, 70s classic rock, and it all sounded like AC/DC. So to quote Steve Martin in The Jerk, I found my special purpose.
Awesome. Right on. And my last question for you here in regards to your band members, as you're the Black Jacket Symphony, so clearly going to be wearing some black jackets up there, but is your Angus Young going to be wearing the old school uniform? Does he get a pass?
He does not get a pass. No, he's up there in a black jacket and black pants and a black T-shirt. So,
you may see him on my shoulders going through the crowd, though. That's entirely possible.
Awesome. A lot of entertainment coming out of the Black Jacket Symphony here. And again, we're talking to David and Jason with the Black Jacket Symphony. They're going to be playing AC/DC's Back in Black at the Alberta Bear Theater in Billings on Thursday, November 6th. So when you guys are putting on these shows like AC/DC's Back in Black, what kind of folks are showing up? What kind of crowd are you seeing out there that you're walking through, maybe with your Angus Young on your shoulders there, David?
Man, it's such a great crowd. It's so diverse too, especially age wise. You know, we're putting on these shows. We're trying to bring classic rock to a live stage where anybody from any age group can come. So I think, you know, one of the most fun things for me that I, you know, on the side of the stage and look out and see, you know, grandparents with their grandkids, parents with their children, and you know, we get messages after, man, I'd never, you know, thought I'd have to see this band or whatever, you know, whichever one we're doing, and you guys really brought to life. I think for us, like, that is such a cool thing, and affordable show, purple, doesn't break the bank, you know, and you come, you know, people come dressed, they want to dress in, right? We wear black jackets. Most of the people in the crowd are wearing blue jeans, so it's all around just a fun, casual, enjoyable night for any classic rock fans. You don't even have to be a super big AC/DC fan to come out and enjoy the show.
Right on. So don't be worried. You don't got to bust out the old business professional. You don't got to be getting all suit and tied up to go and enjoy some rock and roll music.
Oh no, be relaxed, be comfortable. Have fun. The amount of kids too. AC/DC is one of those bands that has stayed relevant over the years, whether it's movies, television, video games, even Walmart commercials. They're kind of ingrained in our society. So whether it's, you know, Back in Black, or You Shook Me All Night Long, Thunderstruck, and Highway to Hell, and all the others, there's really something for all ages. If you're old like me and you remember from the 70s and the 80s, or if you're kids, sometimes I'm doing shows and I look at and I see these kids in elementary school singing along with every word. And if I forget the words, I just look at them. They get me right back on track.
Yeah, that's awesome. Doing a band like AC/DC, like, that's a really good point. How multiple generations they go across there. And so that is pretty neat, thinking of all those different folks from all walks of life and ages singing along with you out there. I bet you that gives you quite some excitement from the stage up there.
The most fun you can have standing up. That's for sure.
Right on. And one last question for you guys here. How long of a set is it? I know we keep telling people that you're going to be playing that Back in Black album, but I think I read that you might throw in some other stuff as well. How long of a set can folks expect?
Great question. So, you know, the whole show is about 2 hours. We do the album, we take a short break, then we come back and do a full set of AC/DC's greatest hits. And I will tell you that this one is one of the hardest greatest hit sets to do, because they have so many hits and we only have so much time that we can be on stage. So we've kind of whittled it down to what I think is a pretty solid greatest hit set.
Highway to Hell, TNT, and Dirty Deeds, and all the good stuff from all the hits from over the years. So we're not going to miss anything.
Nice. Right on. Well, good to hear. I think it sounds like a darn good time there at the Alberta Bear Theater there in Billings. Again, that's Thursday, November 6th. Go and catch you some note-for-note recreations of Back in Black by AC/DC. And you guys, thanks for joining us today, David and Jason. We sure appreciate it.
Blake, thanks so much for having us.
Thank you very much. Looking forward to being back in beautiful Montana.